The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Why would you do that?
It's like a blister, Gabe, playing golf, right? You get a blister on your hand, and you're like, I cannot play for 2 weeks, right? It's still raw, but heck with it, I'm going to play.
Yep.
Oh, well, if it isn't shaky, then moil. Nice job on the circumcision, but it's not supposed to be a finger. The circumcision was perfect. The finger was your fault. You flinched. Oh, who made you a moil? Where'd you get your degree from? A matchbook?
You might not open it up again.
Yeah.
But you may.
It's possible.
You throw a little crazy glue on there or Gorilla Glue on there, new skin, if you will, and you're
second
good to
skin.
Go.
Fourth skin.
Okay.
Don't threaten me, butcher boy.
Butcher boy?
Yeah, what was this?
What's going on out here? You should be ashamed of yourself, both of you.
Oh, how's the baby?
There's nothing wrong with the baby.
The circumcision went fine.
She started it.
I said new skin.
You said skin.
And that's all it took.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
It is hard to accomplish much before 7 a.m.
I disagree.
Well, listen. I was going to say, I know people who get up 4:30, get their workouts in, go to the gym, maybe do a little self time because it's the only time that they have to themselves, you know, hashtag kids. And somehow our guy has already managed by 7:01 a.m. to be in trouble?
Yeah.
You're already in trouble?
Well, what did you do last night with the blammer? Did he stay too long and then she came home and he was there and she was upset?
So I took her car to get it washed at 5:10 this morning because it's filthy.
Whoa.
It's filthy.
Wait,
the Florida people coming in.
Wait, so you woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Wandering around the house. And then you see her car going, that's filthy. I got to go wash it?
No. Hold on. I was up against it all day because my one buddy's coming in earlier than I thought. The house isn't totally cleaned yet. And then I got to cut the grass. And I said I'd get her car washed. So I'm up against it. So I'm like, I'll just knock it out now. Right? So I go do that, go get my car washed.
Follow up?
Yes.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Yes.
What car wash is open at 5:10 in the morning?
The one right down the road. I think it's a Citgo. So I took hers, and then I took mine to Quick Trip because I needed gas, did the whole spiel. That's why I was...
Wait. Hold on.
That's why I was 6 minutes late.
You took yours to a different car wash?
Yes.
Is that the better car wash?
I like a clean car, and then I can bury the car wash in the gas. So she doesn't know I'm getting my car washed. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm embarrassed for you, but I see.
He's laundering his car wash.
There's a joke in there.
Yes.
Laundering the car
wash. I don't know what it is. I just had to get it out. I was hoping somebody else could come up with it.
So, this is what's totally unfair.
I'm sorry.
She calls me when I'm walking. Never calls. Never. Never, ever.
When you're wedding?
Walking into the building.
Oh, okay.
So I know I'm in trouble, right? You know you're in trouble.
Is that how you guys think?
That's how I think.
Gabe, if your wife called you, would you immediately think, oh, I'm in trouble? Or would you think, oh, no, something might be...
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
So I... From time to time, I have a problem with... Not a problem. I have issues with Amazon, right? I order the wrong size.
Yeah.
So her being the smart ass she is, calls and says, do you want me to return these youth large swimsuits that you ordered on the Amazon? So then she goes on, she keeps talking. I don't say a thing. She ordered extra, extra small dress for Germany for Oktoberfest. Now, how is that any, and what she said is way too small. How's that any different?
I believe the grown man versus youth distinction.
You should have seen these shorts.
Could you get your calf in one?
So I went back.
Like, I can't imagine.
Hold on. I went back and I'm like, Amazon screwed up. Well, they did. It was me.
If I had to guess who screwed up, and my options are Amazon or Chew, so, I'm gonna lean Chew.
I immediately pulled out. I got your car washed this morning. That worked. She glossed right over it. That's a pretty good scam I got going at Quick Trip, though, huh?
I didn't realize that it had, I knew you, you know, would try to sneak some things in ordering Amazon-wise, especially with the kids off of college. They used it a lot. You try to sneak one in there.
Yeah.
Didn't realize you had to sneak in your $12 car wash.
Eight. It's eight.
How much does it take to fill up your truck?
Probably 70.
Yeah, 70 sounds about right. So you start going over 70.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Like, I know it's going to be about $67, give or take, up or down, depending on which spot I'm at, to fill up my car.
Yeah.
So you start tacking on another 10, and I don't know. I'm not saying that she's pouring over your finances.
I don't
like
think...
That to me feels a little risky.
I don't think they itemize it, because you go up to the thing, car wash.
Do you
wash,
want a car wash today?
Yes.
Hit yes.
And then it just adds it to the 78. She ain't going to know. Well, she's going to know now because of the rats.
Well, the party was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, but it was a great scam. Because, so I like a clean truck.
Well, again, she doesn't know how much it costs to, you know, in her mind, if it costs 70 bucks, he's adding the $8. Now it's 78. As long as he keeps it in that 78 range, he's fine.
Yeah, it's like a strike zone.
Yeah.
As long as you're consistent, we have no issues.
And the crazy thing is hers, when I took it, I got the $13 one because her car was such a mess, and it was on the credit card because it was at Citgo. So this is totally unfair.
What I'm trying to figure out is, it sounds to me like you get more joy out of thinking that you're pulling a fast one, right?
Yeah.
Slipping it past the goalie. And maybe she knows you're doing this, but because you're getting so much joy out of it, she's just letting it go, right? She's just like, I know he's tucking the car wash in with the gas, but since it makes him so gosh dang happy.
Yeah. Well, I can't give away all my secrets.
So you got a couple other ones out there.
Give it a minute.
Well, like Blammer loves Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
So I bury that into the Syndic's bill. No, I'll get a tenderloin. You know, we're having tenderloin tonight. It's expensive, but it's good. It's like $40 more than I thought it would be. Yeah, that's how I operate.
I told you, give it a minute.
Yeah.
Didn't you have Blammer over last night?
Yes, I did.
How'd it go?
Good. Good. He was a little fired up.
Why?
He's having surgery.
Oh.
I don't know why he's fired up about it.
Like, he's excited about it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I thought you were saying fired up like he's nervous.
And no, not at all.
Well, tightly wound.
I think he just likes the pampering, you know?
I guess I mean, I've never had a major surgery, but I guess I've never thought
of... I love him.
I've never thought of, you know, getting major surgery as being pampered.
Because you go in there, they're great. They give you the warm blanket, and they give you the little footy things. You've had surgery. Yeah, you had your ACL done. The footy things, and they're so nice. And then they hook the IV up, and they give you a little juice, and it's just like...
So you look at it as almost like a spa day.
You know, you can sign up for the Kohl or spa. Yeah. Get a lot of that same treatment.
The scary thing back in the day was that the threat was if you couldn't pee right after surgery, they'd catheter you, which I don't ever want to be cathetered.
Yeah, that's you exit know? Only.
Yeah. Nothing, so you'd go in there and they take the cups out. So... Like one of my surgeries, I've just filled the cup up and I just poured it in the toilet like I was taking a leak. So they heard the sound of it, but I really wasn't.
Oh, so this is another one of your schemes.
Yeah. It was fine. I mean, what's going to happen? Your bladder, it's not going to explode.
I think that's what they're worried about.
Exploding?
Well, I mean, not like a...
Won't it eventually just fill up and come out?
Not necessarily.
I beg to differ.
Well, it all worked out for you, it seems. But for all the scheming that you have shared with our loyal listeners this morning, I wouldn't recommend that one. You know, might come after you. I did want to understand this. You left us a text in the group text yesterday after you sent us a picture of Blammer, which, again, he's always in the same shirt.
He's a cartoon
the same
character.
Same chair, the same beverage spot, all of it. It's always funny. And then it says, just left hammered because he got a piece of Zeta this AM, barf, barf emoji. What the heck does that mean?
I think, okay, think about it.
They had relations, but he tells you about the relations.
So a piece of what would make Chewy go barf emoji, barf emoji? Yes.
What you know, she was a little frisky this morning.
Like, he has to announce it. I'm like, why?
Wait, you announce it sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean.
For those not watching on the YouTube stream, he just gestured to his body. In defense.
That's why I think we should release the picture of the Blammer. And then they can get. See, that's why you guys are like, ugh.
We can't put out that picture
Why?
Of the Blammer.
If he gave me permission.
Well, could you put out this one, though, of him sitting with a shirt on?
If he gave you permission, we would be allowed to. However, we're never going to because we're not going to put that on our official ESPN Milwaukee and Jen, Gabe, and Chewy pages.
Can we send out the picture that I sent you yesterday? Because I think people are intrigued by what the Blammer looks like.
How would you describe the Blammer? Use your...
Deflated.
Use your dazzling details. I was going to ask you to describe him with words in case we can't put the picture out there.
Let me just see. That other picture is so priceless. I don't have the picture.
Thank God.
How would you describe him?
Blammer?
Yeah. Old?
Yeah, he's an older. He's literally, I mean,
he's
nothing.
An elderly gentleman.
Nothing more than he is a cartoon character. Like, because he, not only because he wears the same thing every time I have ever seen this man, but he also, the way he tells stories, like when the last time that me and Joshy went with you and the Blammer out to the Q Club, like Joshy was just putting quarters in him. Like he was just riling
him
up.
And he loves it.
And this guy and the Blammer just absolutely loves it. Like he loves going after people. He calls Chewy fat boy.
Yeah.
What, Mickey Mouse glass?
But I mean, Blammer's been on Flight for Life. He's had his last rites. And he just, you can't get rid of him. You know? He got hit by a bucket loader. The bucket came down and smashed them all up. And had to go to freighter and get put together. He's constantly being put together.
Like Humpty Dumpty?
Yes. No, the guy who falls off the wall. That's Humpty Dumpty, right? Yes, like Humpty Dumpty. Yes. That just didn't sound right for some reason. You know when you like hear a name and you're like, no, that's not him and it's actually him? Yes, that is him. He's had fusion of his neck. He's had fusion of his back. His wrist.
Well, then you know, I know something. Good for him for still getting some at this point.
Again, doesn't mean that Chewy necessarily wants to hear about it.
No.
Suppose that's true. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
You got big plans this weekend. You got folks coming in from out of town, right?
I got, old Florida people coming in.
You
got
to make the beds. You got to clean the rooms.
Why does this always happen to you?
What?
It feels like you have people in for like two or three consecutive weekends every summer. And by the time these people leave this weekend, I don't know if you've got people coming next weekend.
No, that's it. This is the last one.
You're going to be like, oh, I'm never having people over again.
The one that suffers the most is my daughter because all the kids went through the benefits of the Lake House Friends. And so I told her, I said, after this weekend, it's yours.
She can have her friends over. She can kind of
have at it. It's all yours.
Hold court a little bit.
No, I'm not changing the sheets. I'm done.
But before, you have to change them now because you have people
they're already done. But after they leave, I'm not changing them.
So what is on your to-do list today? You've got a honey-do list today of things you got to do before your friends get here.
I have to sweep the floors. I have to, what's the little thing that squirts?
Swiffer?
Swifter, thank you.
Oh, Will, God bless America. The Swifter. Could you have let it sit out there a little longer?
I just have to vacuum the rugs and I'm done. And I got to cut the grass. And then I'm done.
So, gas up the boat?
Done. All done. So we're good to go. All Hopefully the weather works
out. What time are they all arriving?
The first one's at 1:30.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cutting
close. I got to hustle.
They land at 1:30.
Yeah, but you love the Husker.
They're driving in from Chicago, actually.
Oh. Yeah. So they will arrive at 1:30. All right. Well, yeah. Chop, chop, buddy.
As soon as
you get out of here, you got to get all that stuff done. We are all warmed up. We are all stretched out here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got Jason Wilde coming up this morning. He'll give us the latest from Packers training camp. Craig Karmazin's going to join the show as well. And don't forget Week in Reach. You. I don't know, guys. Seems like he's pretty sharp today. I mean, other than the Humpty... Other than the Humpty Dumpty thing, I think we might be in Gabe's face. If you're not watching on the YouTube stream,
you might want to read it.
Our guy feels pretty sharp today. We'll take a break. Roll on right after this.
Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for the windows. With the strongest resilience, you need the Pella experience. Our team was out there earlier this month for the Pella Windows and Doors Experience Center. It lets you feel, see, open, close, and compare dozens of window and door options from 7 different Pella lines side by side. The customizable options, unbelievable. The way that they can make these things work for you and with the different customized, it's so great. And what's also great is they have different options for every budget. So stop by soon, because if you order by July 31st, 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule the free in-home consultation like I did for my door that's coming in just a couple of weeks for our house. Just visit PellaWI.com.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Ready, down, hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros in Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
Let's get right to it with Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Great. How are you guys?
Luscious.
Luscious. What do we need to know from yesterday at training camp?
Wow, that's more open-ended than I'm accustomed to. Matthew Golden, who I'm just finishing writing about, he's looked the part through 2 practices. Now, again, I know you guys probably are tired of me doing this, and I'm not trying to poo-poo anything that's happened yesterday or Wednesday or will happen today, but you know, these are essentially glorified off-season practices, helmets, jerseys, shorts. And Chewy knows as well as anybody that things can happen during this, that once you put the pads on, suddenly guys disappear. I don't think that'll be the case with Matthew Golden. He's shown everything that you would like to see, that we heard he was. You know, I think during the off-season program, we only got to see 5 practices, but it was clear that, you know, guy who played only 3 years in college, played right away at Houston, transferred to Texas for his last year, was kind of finding his way, as most rookies are. And so I think, you know, he had a touchdown catch on Wednesday that from Malik Willis that was really nice. He had a big catch yesterday when Jordan Love eluded the pass rush really nicely in the pocket and hit him across the middle. But he's everything, you know, those glimpses are everything that we were looking forward to seeing from him. But he's still a rookie, and so there's still going to be some challenges that way. I think, you know, Nate Hobbs had a big pass breakup on a pass to Dontavion Wicks yesterday that ended one of the 2-minute drills against Love and the number ones. So, you know, the guys that I tend to look at first and foremost, you know, the new guys and seeing whether they're draft picks or free agent pickups, what they're doing in the early days in terms of just assimilating to their new teams. I would also say that because Elton Jenkins has not been taken care of and is on the non-football injury list with what we're told is a back injury, there's been no left tackle competition yet. Morgan hasn't even taken a snap in 11-on-11 yet at left tackle. It's been Rasheed Walker the whole time. And Sean Ryan has been working at center most of the time. And then occasionally they'll bring in Jacob Monk and allow Sean Ryan to actually play right guard, which is supposed to be, anyway, his starting position this season. Otherwise, it's been that's where Jordan Morgan's gotten most of the work with the ones is at right guard. So, you know, it's only 2 days in. We got one more day today of these helmet, jersey, and shorts practices. And then day off tomorrow, and then the pads come on Sunday, and that's the practice. Kind of glad that it's on a Sunday, A, because I can go and annoy Matt LaFleur by asking a question after the closing bell, before practice, and then at practice, I don't have Wilde and Tausch trying to cover the practice and do the radio show simultaneously.
Jason, where's Golden playing? XZ... See, I don't like what they do with these receivers. I just don't. Back in the day, Robert Brooks was a Z. Free was an X. Andre Rison comes in. He's a Z. I don't like, well, let's just learn all positions. Because I don't think, you don't get as dialed. You want to run in routes if you're an X or post routes. Do they do that? They just learn every position.
No. And you know, you and Tom Silverstein from the Journal Sentinel, who are, I mean, he's older than both of us, but you guys are both from the same era. You feel the same way. It was interesting. That was one of the things that Spoon was asking him about before the first practice is how, you know, are you going to put him at one spot and have him learn that? And LaFleur acknowledged that that might be the best way to do it, but that's not how they do it. He said, you know, we teach concepts. And basically, we want all the guys to understand the concepts, and that way they can play in the various spots. Now, you can certainly criticize that more adeptly than I can, right? Mm-hmm. Because, it's kind of like Matt Damon says in Good Will Hunting, if you remember that old movie where he's talking about the piano and how some people see music and other people just see black and white keys.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I think I have a little more knowledge than that about route running and who plays where. But the truth of the matter is when I look at the route tree, I see a drawing. I don't see football magic. And maybe these guys are able to do that better than I can.
Well, here's the difference. Jason, I can run Fox 2XY hook until the cows come home. That was my thing. But I can't.
Still today.
Today, yeah, I could get up. And now I'm just falling down, but. But there were certain routes.
That's okay. That's what Luke Musgrave did all the time as a rookie.
But there's certain routes. Jason, there's...
The team's stealing that move. The Lions stole that move and threw it up as an actual play. It's so effective.
Like there's certain routes I was not good at. So it'd be like, Keith, you take this. Obviously, you run the corner route, and there was a Seattle route that you run better. You know, and it was the same back in our day. Free ran a slant better than anyone I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's routes that receivers run unbelievable, and there's routes they don't run well. That's why I don't like this. Well, let's just learn every position, and it's just I don't get this team. I guess I don't get football anymore.
So the LaFleur line I have it in front of me here. I think it's easier initially to start with a primary position, but it's really how much can they handle. The more he shows he can handle, that's just naturally going to occur. I think we've done a nice job. Vrabel, Mahaffey do a really good job of training these guys. We always try to teach concepts and then where you fit into the concept. The more the player proves he can handle that we can move him around, then he gets more opportunities. But, you know, again, watching two practices, he is lined up at all the different spots.
Yeah.
And I talked to Golden the other day, and he told me something that I had not seen. I mean, we'd all kind of seen the story about how he wants to repurchase his grandmother's home that was lost when he was in high school or eighth grade and is now available. But, you know, here's a guy that obviously grew up in challenging circumstances. And, you know, he had said that his dream had always been to be a first round pick. And I said, so I don't understand. How did that, like, you were just watching the draft once and you were like, boy, I want to do that someday. And he said, yeah. And what he would do is he would write that goal on his mirror. Started when he was 6 years old.
Hmm.
And he lived in so many places. That's a lot of mirrors. Like, I'm not being flippant about it. Like he said, everywhere I lived, I wrote it on the mirror. And now, I don't know if he's in a hotel. I don't know if he's gotten a place yet. I forgot to ask him that. But wherever he is now, whether he's in the team hotel for camp or he's got his house or whatever, he's already written other goals on his mirror, which I thought was really, really interesting. But the bottom line is this guy has overcome a hell of a lot. And he has shown through the first couple of days that they can't, that he's bright enough to be able to move around, whether or not, and this is my question, with the group they have, whether or not he walks in and has, you know, 70 catches for 1,100 yards, or if his season looks a little bit less productive than that, but it's a good baseline for him then to be productive moving forward. That to me is the biggest question. There's going to be games where this guy's going to be the difference maker. It's just a question of how often that happens in my mind.
Jason, your buddy Bill Huber's got a great piece on Isaiah Simmons today over at Sports Illustrated. And I understand, you know, the athleticism that he possesses kind of makes him a prime candidate for the Oneida team and why he would look good in shorts and helmet. But what, I mean, when Josh Jacobs is calling him a unicorn, someone like Xavier McKinney is, you know, stepping up and going, hey, we should sign this guy. Can he have an impact on this team? Like, what is their plan with him?
Yeah, I hate Bill, man. I just hate him because this is such a good story, and he's beaten me now. And, you know, he and I write more than anybody else. Like, we do multiple stories a day. And that jerk, he noticed the same thing I did as we were walking into the locker room the first time. They have, along the line, they don't have those moments from Lambeau Field that they used to have down that hallway. They have, they're just plain white hallway, and then they've got these canvases that they're these long vertical canvases, like banners almost, that are green and gold, and then they have the year of the championship. And then as you advance toward the locker, it starts with the first one and whatever it was, 1920, whatever, and then it's got all 13, and then it's got an empty one. Kind of like when McCarthy in 2010 had the framed team pictures in the team room of all the championship teams, and then had an empty frame in 2010, and then they filled it. And Bill wrote about that before I could. And now Simmons talked in the locker room yesterday. The only thing I will say, because I agree with everything he wrote, because Bill does a really good job, and I don't actually hate him. But, again, you said it, all Oneida. You know, you could see, and look, Fleur said this yesterday, you can see why he was a top 10 pick. No denying that. The question is, can they carve out a role for him where he can do something that he wasn't able to do with the Cardinals and with the Giants? And that is find a home at one specific position and be productive there. Learn it like the back of his hand and play fast and decisively and not make mistakes, because he does have all the tools. But, you know, and he told us this when we talked to him last month at the end of minicamp. Like, he firmly believes that the Cardinals and the that with the Cardinals and the Giants, he was a victim of his own versatility, that they played him at linebacker, they played him at safety, they played him at nickel, and he was kind of that jack of all trades, master of none. But I think he is a fascinating potential guy that could be really, really good in a very clear-cut role. And you put him with Quay Walker, who I still think was turning a corner when he got hurt last year, and you put him with Edger and Cooper, and those three, nothing against Isaiah McDuffie because he's consistent and solid, and you need guys like that too. But, yeah, you potentially have three freaks on the field at linebacker at once.
Jason, Nathaniel Hackett's role, what is he doing?
Freudian.
He's doing what Sala did. He's doing what Luke Getsy did after those guys lost their gigs elsewhere. LaFleur has this thing where he likes bringing guys in, and wherever, whatever side of the ball was their specialty, so in Getsy and Hackett's case, offense, in Salah's case, defense, and having him work with the opposite side of the ball, because they see that, whether it's defense or offense, through a different lens, right? Yeah. And so that's what Hackett's role is. You know, I had a good relationship with Hack when he was here the first time, and we were leaving practice yesterday, and I actually used this in my lead about his role. He had his hood pulled, like, it's like 85 degrees out and humid as hell, and he's got like his hood pulled over his head as he's walking out. Like, he really does want to be incognito. Like, he does not, he don't want, he's been through some stuff now, mm-hmm. right? The last couple of yeah. years. So he's, he just wants to kind of be the unknown guy that's working for his old team. And, you know, him and LaFleur obviously are really close, but like, he was trying to get through the crowd without being detected. And, you know, he happened to encounter me, and I slapped him on the back and said, Hack, it's great to have you back. And we talked for a minute or two. But like, he's, you know, he was joking about how he's happy he doesn't have to talk to us. I think, you know, we forget that all these guys, because they make so much money and all the other stuff, all the adulation, and I don't have to tell you this, Chu, but like, these are real people too,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't matter how much money they made. It doesn't matter how glamorous their job is. And he's been through the ringer a bit. So I think this is a really good reset for him. In a place he's comfortable with a bunch of, I mean, the staff is largely the same, with a bunch of guys he's comfortable with. Matt LaFleur, I think that Matt does this and prevents conflict of, you know, I brought in Salah, how does that make Jeff Hafley feel? I brought in Hackett, how does that make Steno feel? Or I brought in Getsy, how does that make Steno feel? I think it's a really smart way to get guys that you value their opinion onto your staff without causing friction and having guys that took over their roles going, hey, what the heck, man? Like, you gave me this job. You brought the guy that had my job back. What are you doing? I just think it's really smart. And I know he picked it up from Sean McVay in LA, and I love the fact that he's following through on it.
Jason, one last thing before we let you go. We got a little piece of audio here from Matt LaFleur. Take a listen to this.
Wilby's not here, so no extra questions.
Now, did you appreciate the shout out, or did you have different feelings about it?
He's hilarious. yeah. So, and again, I talked about this yesterday too. I hate doing this. Okay. Because I sound like the kid that's being bullied, trying to convince everybody that the bullies really like him. No, they like me. They do it because they like me. But he and I have a great relationship. And so he got after me at the end of the first press conference, because I did that. Jason Wallers, the PR director, said, you know, two more people asked two more questions, and then I blew through the stop sign like I'm rounding third, headed for home. And then he disagreed with the concept of my question, and then he ended up, when I clarified it, agreeing with me, right? So I sent him a text afterward that just said, I love you, man. And he replied, and it was funny, and it was great. But I do think, and I was telling this story on KBN yesterday, and I want to make sure that I don't use the same word I used, because I don't.
Yeah, we already heard.
Just breaking FCC violation yeah. here.
I'm told that that's a GKB violation, not an FCC violation. But be that as it may,
using the word Richard.
Well, that's a variation of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just quoting. I was just quoting someone.
Yeah. There have been people that have tried to use that too on this very program, Jason. Didn't work out for them either.
Why are you looking at me? I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem with it at all.
So we know. You know, we did our little thing at the draft, and you know, he and I were talking afterward, and I said that there are times when people, you know, notice, you know, our back and forth. He's like, do you think, and I will change the word because I don't want to get in trouble, do you think people think I'm a jerk and that I don't like you? I said, well, we know you don't like me, but no, I don't think so. And he's like, no, I'm pretty sure that, because I think Wallers has said something to him like, hey, you got to be careful giving Wildy grief. See, I changed the word again. because people that don't know your relationship, I think you could come off kind of abrasive. So I had no problem with that at all. I've had really good working relationships with all these coaches, but I got news for them. I won't be there today, so enjoy it while it lasts. But on Sunday, I can guarantee you, I may ask two questions after the final bell just to really get after him and see how he reacts.
Then you can say, did you miss me?
Yeah.
Jason, we appreciate you taking the time, sir. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Monday through Friday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Our conversations with Jason Wilde brought to you by Lakeland Supply. They are in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Tune into a little program called Sports Center. Today they will be in Wisconsin. They've been celebrating their 50 states in 50 days, and today it is the Dairy States Day. So Shea Pepler and Ryan Clark will be up at Lambeau Field. We'll be up, I guess not really at Lambeau, they're at training camp, right? They'll be at training camp today covering the Green Bay Packers. I saw Shaka Smart from your Marquette Golden Eagles will be up there as well. But I want to talk about a team that probably should be included in the 50 states in 50 days, and that is your Milwaukee Brewers, who are number one in the power rankings on ESPN.com.
Best record in baseball. Why wouldn't they be number one?
Well, let me answer that with, I was watching highlights of the Brewers-Dodgers series on ESPN, a little ESPN on ESPN crime here, and it was Dodger highlight, Dodger highlight, Dodger highlight, Brewer highlight, Dodger highlight, Brewers win. I was like, what did I miss here? So there is some favoritism that comes into play when we talk about the baseball teams that the Brewers have not been afforded until it appears now by ESPN. And yet there are still people out there who are skeptical about the Brewers' ability to keep this thing going, and there will be ebbs and flows and highs and lows. I do not expect them to win every game from here on out. But as they are back in action today and they are celebrating the 25th anniversary of AmFam Field and they have all of these superstars back in Milwaukee today, Gabe, it just reiterates the point we have been making. I'm not sure the last time this city has been this excited about baseball in late July.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic run. You know what makes it even more excited? Making a big splash. Making a big splash. Oh, yeah. So it looks like the Diamondbacks are going to be sellers. They have sold off their first piece. Last night, they traded Josh Naylor, who is their first baseman, to the Seattle Mariners. So the Diamondbacks, a team that actually has some pieces that they would be willing to trade, looks like they're open for business with 6 days to go on the trade deadline.
So, of course, everybody, too, is paying attention to Suarez, who is their third baseman. And there's a lot of people that have connected the Brewers to Suarez. In fact, we were talking this morning about how J.R. Radcliffe from the Journal Sentinel put together a little trade package, a proposed trade package. Gabe, do you happen to have that in front of you? Otherwise, I can pull it up.
I do. So for Eugenio Suarez, they would give up Logan Henderson, Brett Rakowski, and Josh Adamczewski. A second baseman. So two pitchers and a second baseman. I mean, nothing that's super high up in there. You know, obviously Henderson, people know the name because he had such a great start this year with the three games that he pitched for the Brewers earlier this season before being sent back down as the team got healthy and healthier as a pitching staff. He kind of projects out to be a number three starter. You give up two other, lower level prospects. I mean, they're not in your top five. That's probably what it's going to take to get it done. Just for, and Naylor isn't as good. Like, so the package wouldn't have been as good. The Diamondbacks gave up, according to MLB.com, their 13th best prospect and 16th best prospect to get Josh Naylor. Obviously, you would need more than that to get Eugenio Suarez.
The problem is there's too many big market teams that are in the mix. Yankees, Red Sox.
That'll be able to sweeten the pot.
Yeah. Houston, Mets, Phillies, Cubs. They're going to have to overpay.
But, I mean, will they? If those two, the Brewers have one of the best systems in baseball.
Who typically don't overpay for players.
But again, it's not overpaying. It's about what do you have in your system that you can give up now? I don't care how much money all these other places have. If they can't offer what the Brewers can offer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's not how the trades work.
So percentage that it happens.
Again, it's more likely that it doesn't happen, certainly. Right. Like, I'm not going, oh, 80% it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the dream that I have.
But if it doesn't, who cares? You know?
It'd be really nice to have a bat like that. It would be nice, like,
but I don't
want to
hear
lineup.
The Ananasio doesn't spend money.
No.
Look, they figured out. I love where they're at right now. I love it. And if they move forward with this team, I am fine with it. You? Because I would, did they
if
have
they
the?
If they move forward without adding a piece,
yes.
You're fine with it.
Yes,
this I'll promise you, they're going to add to the team.
Do they have the best rotation in baseball?
Ooh, in all of baseball,
all of baseball, Cortez,
all of baseball,
who had another fantastic outing yesterday. Who
their top
joining.
Three?
Oh, are as good as anything else. Like, I don't know if it's the best chew, but like, I don't know if necessarily anybody's better.
Well,
really?
Quinn Priester, what he's been doing. I mean, the thing is, chew. You can obviously point to the top three and go stud, stud,
yeah.
Stud. But after that, it's pretty great also.
Yeah.
Quinn Priester was one of the front runners to be rookie of the year until the Miz came along and started doing the things he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how good Quinn Priester's been pitching.
I typically don't watch until end of August, September. I'm watching now.
Well, 3:10 today, just so you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, just put it on in the background. You got some pals coming
over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So weird start time today, but 3:10.
Throw it on the TV. I just mentioned Nestor Cortez, Gabe. Give me the, how would you arrange that lineup? Wow. Rotation if Nestor Cortez comes back, when he comes back. This is not a when.
Yeah, I mean.
What is it? It's not an if, it's a when?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's working his way back. I don't know. It's not a. It's something that I do not envy for the Milwaukee Brewers. Don't envy that position. It's a great position to be in. What are we going to do with all these starting pitchers? Because like Freddie's gotten into this pretty good rhythm of pitching every 5 days, right? Like so you don't want to interrupt that and go six man. I mean, I don't know if you give him some spot starts here and there. If it's better at this point where Quinn Priester kind of becomes a long guy out of the bullpen. If you do something like that, because obviously, as being a rookie, you're not going to ask him to take on the full complement of innings that the way you do with Freddie Peralta. So then he just takes Priester's spot in the back part of the rotation. If there happens to be a trade, then you can slot him right back in. But they've got a number of different options.
Will it help at all if we know that Woodruff and we know that the Miz are on these innings counts? Will mm-hmm. it help at all to like slot somebody in as sort of a...
Oh, like pair him up?
Yeah, I like that idea. A little tandem action.
Yeah, like, oh, Woody's going today, and then Nestor, you're going right after. They could do something like that. The Brewers have done creative things like that in the past.
Hard throw on righty and a soft throw on lefty.
Just really jam up the lineup.
Yeah. Really throw them off.
That's what happens when they throw Quintana after like the firepower, the sheer firepower they have at the top. And then, oh, here comes a soft tossing lefty. Best of luck to you.
Is anybody else out there as convinced that they need to do it? Because Gabe, it sounds like you're saying they need to do it.
I don't think they need to.
But you're saying they will add.
Yes.
Your hope is that it is Suarez or
yeah. Like Suarez, I think, is the only thing that really matters to me because like I've seen Ryan McMahon, the third baseman of the Rockies. I'm not interested in that because
what are some of the other names that JR threw out there? Ryan O'Hearn, we've talked about.
Yeah, Ryan O'Hearn at first base, which
Cedric
could make
Mullins?
Sense.
From the Orioles,
you know, kind of
mentioned McMahon.
Yeah. Ryan McMahon hasn't been playing that well this year. Like, Durbin's been better. Durbin's straight up been better. So I don't want to acquire somebody who, oh, yeah, we're going to put him in at third base, and now all of a sudden you get worse at that spot? No, the thing that Suarez is the most attractive thing to me is the power. This team lacks power.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the creative, fun way that they play. In their last four games, they've scored 22 runs, and they got shut out in one of those games, and they did not hit a home run in any of those four games. It's fun. It's exciting. It's great. But every once in a while, a three-run dinger kind of takes the pressure off as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
And those big home runs always play in the postseason. So having someone like Suarez, who is in the mid-30s already in terms of his home runs, like adding that type of power to a lineup that has athleticism and guys that get on base... It just kind of completes everything. And now you've got this great rotation, you've got a great bullpen, and then you've got a lineup that has a number of different types of players that is going to be fearful.
800-990-3776. Yeah, that was a pretty good sell.
Yeah, that was a good sell job.
Now that you know that the Diamondbacks are sellers, because they've already made their first move with the trade deadline being about a week away, do you think the Brewers will get Suarez from the Diamondbacks to bolster this lineup? 800-990-3776. We will also put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exterior Twitter poll so you can weigh in on that. And look, you could fall into the category of, I want them to do it, I don't think they'll do it. I want them to do it, and I think they'll do it. You know, like, there's all those, like, nuances. I don't want them to do it, and I don't think they'll do it. I don't want them to do it, and I think they'll do it. Like, where do you stand on that? It sounds like a lot of people want them to add, even if it's just for a security blanket, even if it's just for this idea of they're really good as they are currently constructed. This would just take them over the top and make you feel a little more confident, to your point, Gabe, when maybe the small ball and moving guys around isn't happening and they're not able to get those timely hits. 800-990-3776. We're going to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll talk more about your Milwaukee Brewers as the morning goes on. Touch a little bit on training camp. Craig Karmazin is going to join us after 8 o'clock this morning. If you were sitting there wondering, where's Craig this morning? Well, he's still coming. He'll just be after 8 o'clock. Gabe?
Looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been shaping the future for businesses for 167 years and for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. They've got a great team that offers industry-specific expertise, local decision-making, and extensive experience to help you navigate the ever-changing business landscape with your business in mind. Again, they've got great people over there. Was having fun hanging out with their crew yesterday. And at Fifth Third, they're big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, yet empowered to make the local decisions and build strong community connections. Experience that commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver with their great team. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
Simplify your everyday banking with Great Midwest Bank, just like I did. Open up a checking or savings account today. You'll experience friendly, simply local service plus competitive rates. The best of both worlds. Great Midwest Bank even offers 24/7 online mobile banking. Whether it's noon on a Tuesday or Saturday at 11 p.m., you can access your accounts. And when you need assistance, there are real people helping your real needs. Great Midwest Bank is simply local and a member FDIC. Does the fact that the Diamondbacks are officially sellers as the trade deadline approaches change your perspective on the Brewers getting Suarez? Chewy, Gabe did a good job selling you.
He did.
That they need to go out and get him.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the guys. Use the prospects. Go out and bring a big bat to Milwaukee.
But you just put something on the poll. What are the four things? No. I got this.
Hold on. Let me make sure.
I don't have it. It's gone.
I want them to.
Yes.
They will. I want them to. They won't. I don't want them to. They will. I don't want them to. They won't.
I want them to. They won't.
And you're okay with that?
I'm fine.
I trust, and Chewy, you are the driver of this bus.
Yeah.
I trust that they'll do the right thing.
Yes.
Like, if the price gets too steep, I trust that they're going to, okay, that's too rich for us. We'll figure something else out. Hard not to trust the front office.
And not handicap the franchise going forward, right?
Yep.
It'd be nice to have them, though. That was a hell of a sell job.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think you have to handicap the future of the franchise to go get them.
It's just,
I think you're going to have to overpay
because of all the big market teams in front of them. Yankees, Cubs, something's going to go and
that's
say.
That's not what matters. It matters what you can offer for prospects.
Well, so you'll overpay? He's saying that if the Cubs sit there and go, we feel like this is our window to win a title. We feel like we're willing to give up more prospects than we would like to, but we want to get this bat. He's saying he doesn't want the Brewers to go up and over that in order to grab him.
You got a lot of young guys on this roster. Cubs, what do you need prospects
for? I know,
but
the Cubs don't want him going to
Milwaukee.
Yeah, the
Brewers don't want him going to Chicago.
I agree.
And those two teams play each other. Just a few quick days.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Monday, I'm in. Tuesday, I'm Wednesday. All the way in.
Very
yeah.
fun. We've got Craig Karmazin in studio. He's going to hang out with us right
Gabe,
after
Gabe, is there a such thing as a big series in August?
No, technically it's July.
Yeah, it's still July. Yeah.
Oh, come on, it's August.
Don't we get our month straight?
Don't you race through this summer, Craig Karmazin. Don't you dare come in here and try to race through my summer. We roll on right after this.